O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Rise up and lift your hand, O God. Forget not your afflicted. A reading from Psalm 10. Why do you stand so far off, O Lord, and hide yourself in time of trouble? The wicked arrogantly persecute the poor, but they are trapped in the schemes they have devised. The wicked boast of their heart's desire. The covetous curse and revile the Lord. The innocent are broken and humble before them. The helpless fall before their power. They say in their heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never notice. Rise up and lift your hand, O God. Forget not your afflicted. A reading from Luke 3, verses 15 to 22. Now as the people were in expectation, and all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And with many exhortations he preached to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch began being rebuked by him concerning Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evils which Herod had done, also added this, above all, that he shut John up in prison. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rise up and lift your hand, O God, forget not your afflicted. Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy said, Men of our time believe that all the insanity and cruelty of our lives, the enormous wealth of few, the envious poverty of the majority, the wars and every form of violence are perceived by nobody, and that nobody prevents us from continuing to live thus. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you speak, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. May I know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today, reminding ourselves of your greatness, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we repent of being so quick to lay aside our requests and so quick to pick up disappointment and general crankiness. Would you help us to be persistent in prayer? In the quiet, we bring to mind things we have stopped praying about, and we pray for them now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we pray now for those who have lost their livelihoods, those whose family members are locked away in ICUs all over the world, for those who face unsolvable problems and intractable solutions. Give them hope in your goodness. Give them stubbornness, resilience, and grace to persevere in prayer. And God, we ask in your time and in your way that you would answer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we yield to persistence. We yield to self-discipline. Most of all, we yield to your timing. You are God, and we are not. Help us to keep on praying. Help us to keep it up. Today we stand on your promise from Isaiah 40:29. Thank you that you give strength to the weary and increase the power of the weak. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. God, we know you see us in our suffering and in our sin. It is we who are forgetful. Be patient with us and receive even our forgetful prayers and pleas. Remind us again and again of your presence and help us to be that memory for others. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.